Angels involved in times of temptation, July 8. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. It is expressly stated that Satan works in the children of disobedience, not merely having access to their minds, but working through their influence, conscious and unconscious, to draw others into the same disobedience. If evil angels have such power over human beings in their disobedience, how much greater power the good angels have over those who are striving to be obedient. When we put our trust in Jesus Christ, working obedience unto righteousness, angels of God work in our hearts unto righteousness. Angels came and ministered to our Lord in the wilderness of temptation. Heavenly angels were with him during all the period in which he was exposed to the assaults of satanic agencies. These assaults were more severe than any of us have ever passed through. Everything was at stake in behalf of the human family. In this conflict, Christ did not frame his words even. He depended upon it is written. In this conflict, the humanity of Christ was taxed as none of us will ever know. The Prince of Life and the Prince of Darkness met in terrible conflict, but Satan was unable to gain the least advantage in word or in action. These were real temptations, no pretense. Christ suffered being tempted. Angels of heaven were on the scene on that occasion, and kept the standard uplifted, that Satan could not exceed his bounds and overpower the human nature of Christ. In the last temptation, Satan presented to Christ the prospect of gaining the whole world with all its glory if he would only worship him who claimed to be sent of God. Christ must then issue his command. He must then exercise authority above all satanic agencies. Divinity flashed through humanity, and Satan was peremptorily repulsed. "Get thee hence, Satan," Christ said. It was enough. Satan could go no further. Angels ministered to the Savior. Angels brought him food. The severity of this conflict no human mind can compass. The welfare of the whole human family and of Christ himself was at stake. One admission from Christ, one word of concession, and the world would be claimed by Satan as his, and he, the prince of the power of darkness, would, he supposed, commence his rule. There appeared unto Christ an angel from heaven, for the conflict ended. Human power was ready to fail, but all heaven sang the song of eternal victory.